Imagine your phone scrolling through thumbnails. Then one tiny shape, a motif the size of a thumbnail, stops that thumb cold. Someone leans in, taps, and remembers the brand 3 days later. That's the magic sauce we're unpacking today. Three tiny visual motifs that scale from app icon to billboard without a full rebrand. Stay with me, because by the end, you'll have a repeatable system to stop the scroll and strengthen recall.
Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey, everyone. Glad you're here. Today, we'll cover three main things. Why small, repeatable motifs win, a step-by-step one-hour recipe to create them, and how to deploy motifs across screens, print, and environments so they actually drive results.
Quick preview, we'll pause for a one-minute imagination break so you can sketch along, and at the end, I'll share a case study where three motif shifts increased engagement and foot traffic for a real client. Ready? Let's dive into why motifs matter.
Segment 1. Foundation. Why small, repeatable motifs win. First, perception and memory. Human brains latch on to patterns. A compact anchor mark, a motion cue, or a tactile texture becomes a mental shortcut. Repeat it, and recognition grows exponentially. Second, production cost. Tiny motifs are cheaper to adapt. Fewer files, fewer approvals, faster rollouts. Third, consistency in chaos. Motifs let you add cohesion across touchpoints, even when assets come from multiple teams.
Let me map the three motif types we use at the studio. 1. The anchor mark, a compact version of your logo or a brand glyph that fits anywhere, from a social avatar to wayfinding signs. 2. The motion cue, a simple animated gesture, a swipe, a pulse, a reveal that becomes a brand move in video and UI. 3. The tactile texture, a repeatable surface pattern or grain that brings physicality to packaging and environments. Each has a business goal, recall, engagement, and atmosphere, respectively.
A quick studio example. We gave a coffee shop a tiny anchor mark inspired by their espresso portafilter. We used a two-frame motion cue for their app loading screen and the subtle paper fiber texture across packaging. Small changes, big ROI. Customers recognize the mark on signage, and app installs rose.
Think of motifs as the modular Lego bricks of your brand. They don't replace the full identity, they multiply it. Now, let's get hands-on with the tools and a quick recipe so you can make motifs fast.
Segment 2, Deep Dive in Tools. I'm going to give you a one-hour sketch recipe we use in the studio, plus audio-friendly descriptions of file outputs so you can follow without visuals. Minute 010, rapid ideation. Grab a pen or your tablet and set a 10-minute timer. Prompt yourself, what is the smallest shape, line, or texture that tells this brand story? Sketch 30 tiny options, no judgments. The goal is quantity over perfection.
Tip, constrain your palette to one shape and one line weight while ideating. Constraints breed stronger motifs.
Minute 10 to 30, narrow and pair. Pick three favorite sketches and iterate each into an anchor mark, a motion cue idea, and a texture pattern. Describe in words how each motion would behave. Does it pulse, slide, reveal from the left? These descriptions become specs for developers and animators. Minute 30-45. Build minimal files. Anchor mark. Export a mono SVG and a 1:1 PNG at 512 pixels. Motion cue. Create a 3-5 frame GIF or a 300 millisecond Lottie prototype. Keep it under 300 KB for web. Texture. A 300 to 600 pixels seamless tile in PNG or exported as an SVG pattern. These are the files that travel fastest and get used everywhere. Minute 45 to 60. Test and pick. Drop the anchor mark on three thumbnails. App icon, social avatar, and a storefront mock. Play the motion cue over a 15-second video. Tile the texture on a mock box. If it reads small, keep iterating. If it reads loud and clear, you've got a winner.
Imagination break. 1 minute. Pause right now. Take a pen or open a blank slide. Sketch one tiny shape that relates to the brand you care about. No pressure. If you're driving, just imagine it. Ready? Set a 60-second timer and go. Okay, back. Did you get one? Keep that sketch warm. We'll use it later.
If you liked that exercise, you can download our worksheet and templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit to keep iterating with files that match the demos I just described.
Segment 3, Real World Application. Time for a case study. At MG Wallace Design Studios, we worked with a mid-size outdoor retailer struggling with inconsistent signage and weak online recall. We introduced three motifs: a simplified anchor mark based on their mountain outline, a quick upward swipe motion cue for video ads, and a micro-grain texture to simulate rope fiber on tags and packaging.
On the execution side, we rolled the anchor mark into social avatars and shelf tags first, low friction. We A/B tested two sets of social thumbnails and saw a 17% lift in CTR on the version using the motif. In physical stores, simplified wayfinding with the motif improved legibility and reduced new customer confusion by measurable staff reports.
The lesson: small, consistent visual cues create a sense of unity across touchpoints and produce measurable performance gains. Deployment plan? Start with high-frequency touchpoints, social, app icons, packaging, then cascade to signage and environments. Use a single shared asset folder: anchormark.svg, motionlottie.json, texturetile.png, and a brief one-page usage guide.
When clients expect a rebrand, give them a motif-first proposal. Show how three motifs can deliver faster results and lower costs. Offer a phased plan. Pilot the motifs for 4 to 6 weeks, measure, then expand. It's an easier sell and proves value quickly.
Key takeaways. First, pick one anchor mark, one motion cue, and one tactile texture. Each serves a distinct business goal: recall, engagement, and atmosphere. Second, use the one-hour recipe we outlined: ideate, narrow, file, test. Third, deploy smart. Start where your audience sees you most and use lightweight file formats to move fast.
1 week challenge. Pick one touchpoint, apply a motif, and track a single metric: CTR, foot traffic, or conversion. Share your results and download templates at mgwdstudios.com/submit. Small tests beat big opinions every time.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at The Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.